Blog Talk Radio.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you with serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.
Hello, everybody. This is LT Langley with Serenity Talk Radio. Today is officially Thursday, January 28, 2016. Sorry about that. And today's officially the Send Out Your Show here on Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. And again, I apologize. I'm a little later today this whole week because of the snow. Has been really difficult for me and my immune system to try to stay awake at midnight. So I apologize. Again, I hope that by next week, I already told you guys yesterday's show, I will get back in the swing of things at the 12 a.m. hour. But I know a lot of you, you know, don't listen at the 12 a.m. hour because it's really late. So maybe this is even better. Okay. But again, I hope to get back to the norm coming up. So today is all about the Sinatra Show with LT Langley, your host. So do you love Frank? Hear that? Frank Sinatra like I do? Old blue eyes? If so, let's join me for this special show. The reason I picked it yesterday was Disney, as we all know, okay? And I love Disney because I love the fact that he took, you know, these Brothers Grimm stories from the 1800s, I think they were, if not earlier, and transformed into something beautiful. And as we know, the Brothers Grimm can be something a little less than beautiful. You know, they can be a bit scary. And so he created these wonderful Technicolor cartoons, you know, that don't feel like cartoons. You know, he started out with Mickey Mouse, and he turned it into Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which is so beautiful. And this is all by Frank Sinatra. So it's just like, Walt Disney, Frank Sinatra is also very close to my heart because his songs really charred something within me, and I'm sure millions and millions of other people around the world since they debuted. And so it really, it's really beautiful. It really does create sort of a joy, you know, inside. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to look up Frank Sinatra's biography and how he came to be the great Frank Sinatra, old Mickey Blue Eyes, you know. So on Wikipedia, all about Frank Sinatra. Francis Albert Frank Sinatra, born December the 12th, 1915, was an American singer, actor, producer, and director who was one of the most popular and influential musical artists of the 20th century. He is one of the best-selling music artists of all time, having sold more than 150 million records worldwide. Born in Hoboken, New Jersey, to Italian immigrants, he began his musical career in the swing era with Harry James and Tommy Dorsey. See, I haven't heard of Harry James or Tommy Dorsey, but I've heard of Frank Sinatra. What about you guys? He found success as a solo artist after being signed by Columbia Records in 1943, becoming the idol of the Bobby Soxers. He released his first album, The Voice of Frank Sinatra, in 1946. Sinatra's professional career had stalled by the early 50s, and he turned to Las Vegas, where he became one of its most best-known performers as part of the Rat Pack. His career was reborn in 1953 with the success of From Here to Eternity and his subsequent Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. He signed with Capitol Records and released several critically lauded albums, including In the Wee Small Hours in 1955, Songs for Swingin' Lovers, 1956, Come Fly With Me, we all know Come Fly With Me, 1958, Only the Lonely, same year, and Nice and Easy, 1960. Sinatra left Capitol in 1961 to start his own record label, Reprise Records, and released a string of successful albums. In 1965, he recorded the retrospective September of My Years, starred in the Emmy-winning television special Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music, and scored hits with Strangers in the Night and My Way. We all know My Way. After releasing Sinatra at the Sands, recorded at the Sands Hotel and Casino in Vegas with frequent collaborator Count Basie in early 66. The following year, he recorded one of his most famous collaborations with Tom Jobin. the album Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. It was followed by 68's collaboration with Duke Ellington. Sinatra retired for the first time in 71, but came out of retirement 2 years later and recorded several albums and resumed performing at Caesar's Palace. In 1980, he scored a top 40 hit with theme from New York, New York. Using his Las Vegas shows as a home base, he toured both within the U.S. and internationally until a short time before his death in 1998. Sinatra forged a highly successful career as a film actor as well. After winning an Academy Award for From Here to Eternity, he starred in The Man with the Golden Arm in 1955 and received critical acclaim for his performance in The Manchurian Candidate in 1962. He appeared in various musicals such as On the Town in 1949, Guys and Dolls 1955, High Society 1956, and Pal Joey 1957. And toward the end of his career, he became associated with playing detectives, including the title character in Tony Rome, of 1967. On TV, The Frank Sinatra Show began on ABC in 1950. And he continued to make appearances on television throughout the 1950s and 60s. Sinatra was also heavily involved with politics from the mid-40s and actively campaigned for presidents such as Harry Truman, John Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan. Though before Kennedy's death, Sinatra's alleged mafia connections led to his being snubbed. The Nevada Gaming Commission stripped Sinatra of his gambling license after he failed to meet an October 7, 63 deadline for refuting charges of close associations with Chicago mobster Sam Giancana. Nevertheless, while he never formally learned how to read music, he had a fine, natural understanding of it, and he worked very hard from a young age to improve his abilities in all aspects of music. A perfectionist, renowned for his impeccable dress sense and cleanliness, he always insisted on recording live with his band. His deep blue eyes earned him the popular nickname Old Blue Eyes. We all know him from that. Sinatra led a colorful personal life and was involved in turbulent affairs with women, such as his second wife, Ava Gardner. He went on to marry Mia Farrow in 66 and Barbara Marx in 76. He had several violent confrontations, usually with journalists who felt had crossed him or work bosses he had disagreements with. He was honored at the Kennedy Center Honors in 83 and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Ronald Reagan in 85 and the Congressional Gold Medal in 1997. Sinatra was also the recipient of 11 Grammy Awards, including Grammy Trustees Award, Grammy Legend Award, and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. After his death, American music critic Robert Christgau called him the greatest singer of the 20th century. Boy, do I agree. And he continues to be seen as an iconic figure. So his life is really a testament to hard work and, you know, the belief, you know, having confidence. Because, you know, one of my favorite songs, you guys know, you know, I get felt flat on my face to pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I mean, just that one lyric really does bring tears to my eyes because I can completely understand that. You know, it seems like in my own life, what about you guys, I constantly feel flat in my face every other day, it seems like, and yet you constantly have to get, you know, pick yourself up again. So how many of you, you know, listen to Sinatra and go, whoa, I can use this in my life? It's really amazing. So why don't we take a break, okay, on Serenity Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back with a Frank Sinatra show, okay, and then we're going to listen to some Frank Sinatra tunes as well, okay, so hang on. This is LT Langley, Serenity Talk Radio.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.
Hello, everybody. This is LT Langley back with a Sinatra show on Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. And today is all about, well, exactly the title, Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, Old Mickey Blue Eyes. Or I guess it's Old Blue Eyes. I don't know why I say Old Mickey Blue Eyes. And anyway, how many of you listen to Sinatra? How many of you, you know, every time you listen, you get a piece of, you know, life, you know, a little cue for your own life where you can take away some valuable, you know, lessons. And I'm even looking at the songs. If some of his favorite, you know, his popular songs are, how many of you have heard of these? Strangers in the Night, New York, New York, That's Life, I've Got You Under My Skin, my favorite, Girl from Ipanema, Summer Wind, The Way You Look Tonight, My Way, Pennies from Heaven, You Make Me Feel So Young, Fly Me to the Moon, Witchcraft. Oh, that's my, one of my absolute favorites because I love Bewitched, the movie by Nora Ephron. I think it came out in 2005. and they did a spin on that witchcraft, and that was Sinatra's witchcraft. Absolutely fabulous. Something Stupid, Come Fly With Me, Love and Marriage, Luck Be a Lady, The Best Is Yet to Come, Let Me Try Again, I've Got the World on a String, The Lady is a Tramp, I Won't Dance, I Get a Kick Out of You, Love's Been Good to Me, In the Wee Small Hours in the Morning, If You Go Away, Night and Day, If, Bang, Bang, Old Man River, All the Way, High Hopes as Time Goes By. So those are just some of the songs that made it into the top, 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 musical, category, throughout the years, the Goldie Oldies. So why don't we listen to Have It Bewitched? How does that sound to you guys? So hang on a second. We're going to get the Bewitched up because it's just a beautiful song. And how many of you have seen that movie, Bewitched? I loved it. I recommend you watch it. It's wonderful. All right. So why don't we listen to Bewitched by Frank Sinatra? Hang on.
She's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have her charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink.
That was Frank Sinatra's Bewitched. How'd you guys like that one? And now I want to listen to some Frank Sinatra. How about some of his movies? How about that? He starred in a lot of movies back in the day. And some of them we have here. There's a lot of them you can access on YouTube, actually. And so why don't we have that Till the Clouds Roll By, Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra. How about that? Let's listen to a little clip. Hang on.
Upon the wicked saint, ain't nothing for. Hey, girl,
Was the scene from Till the Clouds Roll By. It wasn't exactly Frank Sinatra, but it was Angela Lansbury, Ava Gardner. Judy Garland. Here we go again. And how about one more? How about The Man with the Golden Arm, 1955, and then we'll move on. Okay, hang on.
How are you, Frankie?
I'm clean.
Sure?
I kicked it for keeps.
Did it hurt? How was it there for you?
Well, they treated me fine down there. There was this Dr. Lennox. He was real good to me.
Thank you. Did you miss me?
Of course I missed you, Josh. What kind of silly question is that? Of course I missed you. Honest, no kidding.
What do you got there?
You'll see. Oh, I brought you something.
Oh, what an exquisite thing.
You like it? I made it myself out of cigarette wrappers.
Just an exquisite thing is all. You made it?
Yeah, for a hobby-like. See, part of the cure is to keep yourself busy doing things you enjoy. Like, for instance, I wanted to learn the drum and music, and Dr. Lennox got him to help me do it. During the day, I was kept busy enough, but sometimes at night, I get restless and I want to keep my mind off the craving. I made that.
There's something important I gotta tell you.
What?
I forget right now.
A whistle?
Oh, I'm scared sometimes of being alone. So Ryan got it for me. I should blow for him when I want him. Go on, you were telling me.
Oh, well, the first thing you do when you you get there, you talk to a doctor for about 2 hours.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what I had to tell you. Vi took me to this movie, and the girl's kid brother had a friend in it. Now, who do you think he looked like?
Who?
You.
Anyway, so that was The Man with the Golden Arm. Just another Frank Sinatra movie. All right, so why don't we continue with the great old Mickey Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. So here we go. All right, let's continue. So Sinatra became increasingly frustrated with the status of the Harry James Band, feeling that he wasn't achieving the major success and acclaim he was looking for. His pianist and close friend, Hank Santicola, persuaded him to stay with the group. But in November 39, he left James to replace Jack Leonard. And as the story goes, Dorsey and Sinatra, who had been very close, never patched up their differences before his death. Dorsey's death in 56, worsened by the fact that Dorsey occasionally made biting comments to the press, such as, he's the most fascinating man in the world, but don't put your hand in the cage. The onset of Sinatra mania and the role in World War II, that was 42 to 45. So, how did he become so popular? What happened here? In May of 1941... Sinatra topped the male singer polls in Billboard and Downbeat magazines. His appeal to boxy saxers, as teenage girls of that time were called, revealed a whole new audience for popular music, which had been recorded mainly for adults up to that time. The phenomenon became officially known as Sinatra Mania after his legendary opening at the Paramount Theater in New York on December the 30th, 1942. According to Nancy Sinatra, Jack Benny later said, "I thought the goddamn building was going to cave in. I never heard such a commotion. All this for a fellow I had never heard of." Sinatra performed for 4 weeks at the theater, his act following the Benny Goodman Orchestra, after which his contract was renewed for another 4 weeks by Bob Whiteman due to his popularity. He became known as Swoonatra, or The Voice, and his fans, Sinatratics, whoa, interesting. They organized meetings and sent masses of letters of adoration, and within a few weeks of the show, some 1,000 Sinatra fan clubs had been reported across the U.S., Sinatra's publicist George Evans encouraged interviews and photographs with fans, and he was the man responsible, shall I say, for depicting Sinatra as a vulnerable, shy Italian American with a rough childhood who made good. When Sinatra returned to Paramount in October of 44, only 250 people left the first show, and 35,000 fans left outside, causing a near riot known as the Columbus Day Riot outside of the venue because they weren't allowed in. Such was the boxy soxer devotion to Sinatra that they were known to write Sinatra song titles on their clothing, bribe hotel maids for an opportunity to touch his bed, and accost his person in the form of stealing clothing he was wearing, most commonly his bow tie. Sinatra signed with Columbia Records as a solo artist on June the 1st, 1943, during the 42-44 musician strike. Excuse me. Columbia Records re-released Harry James and Sinatra's August 39 version of All or Nothing at All. So his career slumped 46-52, was what caused him to begin performing in 1951 in the Desert Inn in Las Vegas. And he began singing at the Riverside Hotel in Reno, Nevada. He became one of Las Vegas's pioneer entertainers and a prominent figure on the Vegas scene throughout the 50s and 60s onward, a period described by Rojek as the high watermark of Sinatra's hedonism and self-absorption. Rojek notes that the Rat Pack provided an outlet for gregarious banter and wisecrack. And just to let you know, let's continue on. I'll get right back to it. So anyway, those are the years. And he's in Las Vegas performing. On October the 4th, 1953, he made his performance at the Sands Hotel and Casino after an invitation by manager Jack Entratter, who had previously worked at the Copa in New York. Sinatra typically performed there 3 times a year and later acquired a share in the hotel. His decline in popularity was evident at his concert appearances. At a brief run at the Paramount in New York, he drew small audiences. At the Desert Inn in Las Vegas, he performed to half-filled houses of wildcatters and ranchers. At a concert at Shea Perry in Chicago, only about 150 people in a 1,200-seat capacity venue turned up to see him. By April of 52, he was performing at the Kauai County Fair in Hawaii. Sinatra's relationship with Columbia Records was also disintegrating, with A&R executive Mitch Miller claiming that he couldn't give away the singer's records. There's several notable recordings were made during this time period, such as If I Could Write a Book in January of 52, which Granada sees as a turning point, forecasting his later work with its sensitivity. Columbia and MCA dropped him later that year. His last studio recording for Columbia is Why Try to Change Me Now. Oh, look at this. Career revival in the Capitol years. The release of the film From Here to Eternity in August of 1953 marked the beginning of a remarkable career revival. Santapietro notes that Sinatra began to bury himself in his work with an unparalleled frenetic schedule of recordings, movies, and concerts in what authors Anthony Summers and Robin Swan describe as a new and brilliant phase. On March the 13th, 1953, Sinatra met with Capitol Records Vice President Alan Livingston and signed a seven-year recording contract. His first session for Capitol took place at KHJ Studios at Studio C, 5515 Melrose Avenue in L.A., with Axel Stordahl conducting. The session produced four recordings, including I'm Walking Behind You, his first Capitol single. After spending 2 weeks on location in Hawaii filming From Here to Eternity, Sinatra returned to KHJ on April the 30th for his first recording session with Nelson Riddle, an established arranger and conductor at Capitol who was Nat King Cole's musical director. After recording the first song, I've Got the World on a String, Sinatra offered Riddle a rare expression of praise. Beautiful. And after listening to the playbacks, he couldn't hide his enthusiasm. I'm back, baby. I'm back. And so all of those songs came on you. Like, I Get a Kick Out of You, A Foggy Day, My Funny Valentine, Violets for Your First, They Can't Take That Away From Me, Young at Heart, Three Coins in the Fountain, Swing Easy. So all of those songs made him really popular. And in 57, he released Close to You, A Swingin' Affair, and Where Are You, his first album in stereo, actually with Gordon Jenkins. And after that, he was nominated for the Grammy Award for Album of the Year at the inaugural Grammy Awards. Come Fly With Me, the title song, was written especially for him, become one of his best-known standards. And on May 29th, he recorded seven songs in a single session, more than double the usual yield of a recording session, and an Ace's Plan, Lush Life. But he found it too technically demanding. In September, Sinatra released Frank Sinatra Sings for Only the Lonely, a stark collection of introspective saloon songs and blue ting ballads, which proved a huge commercial success, spending 120 weeks on Billboard's album charts and peaking at number one. Anyway, he reprised his years 1961-81, Dean Martin, Judy Garland, we all know them. How about Sinatra's and Strings? And he actually got a Graham and Shiny Theater in 1965. Wow. Those are his... Hold on a second, everybody. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on here. So anyway, he got his fingerprint, his signature on the Grammy Shiny Theater. And so as we all know him today, he passed away. Let's see. Okay, so I'm looking here. So Frank Sinatra's Hollywood Star of Fame, Walk of Fame, located on 1637 Vine Street, which you can still see today. And he died with his wife at his side at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. on May the 14th, 1998, age 82, after suffering a severe heart attack. Sinatra had suffered from ill health for the last few years of his life and had been frequently hospitalized for heart and breathing problems, high blood pressure, pneumonia, and bladder cancer, as well as suffering from dementia. Oh, my gosh. He had made no public appearances following a heart attack in February of 97. His wife encouraged him to fight while attempts were made to stabilize him, and his final words were, I'm losing. Sinatra's daughter Tina later wrote that she and her sister Nancy hadn't been notified of their father's final hospitalization, and it was her belief that the mission was deliberate. Barbara would be the grieving widow alone at her husband's side. The night after his death, the lights on the Empire State Building in New York City were turned blue. Also right after his death, the lights on the Las Vegas Strip were dimmed in his honor, and the casino stopped spinning for a minute. His funeral was held at the Roman Catholic Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills, California, on May the 20th, 1998, with 400 mourners in attendance and thousands of fans outside. And the words, the best is yet to come, plus beloved husband and father, are imprinted on his grave marker. Significant increases in sales worldwide were reported by Billboard in the month of his death. Oh, my gosh, what a fantastic human being. What do you guys think? Frank Sinatra, oh, I hope you're happy up there wherever you are. Anyway, this has been the Frank Sinatra Show, dedication, tribute to Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes, on Serenity Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. And you guys, your homework is fun, you know, look up. You know, Frank Sinatra, listen to some of his music, you know. Pick somebody else, you know. How about we do a music, I think we might do a music week to celebrate Sinatra and everybody, you know, the popular artists maybe in the 50s and 60s, just to have sort of an old classic adage to them. So do your own research on Sinatra, you know, listen to his songs, you know, watch some of his movies. I think it's fun. How about that? And just, you know, enjoy doing, you know, your own thing. You can emulate him. Maybe go into music yourself. I don't know. Do whatever it is that you desire. Follow his steps, because he always followed his own heart. Anyway, good night, everybody.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.